Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Dr. Hollenbeck said something yesterday to the sixth graders visiting Trinity that I wish you all could have heard. I'm paraphrasing, so forgive me if I get it a little off. But essentially, she encouraged those future seventh graders to be fearless in trying different activities in junior high. Everything junior high has to offer, they should take advantage of. Like sports, or quiz bowl, or drama, or dance, or altar serving, or lecturing, or being ambassadors, or cheer, and now soccer, and so on and so forth. And I'm so proud of how so many of you have jumped in with both feet into so many different activities. Why did Dr. Hollenbeck invite them to do that? Well, because they might be surprised, just as some of you have been surprised, by what they're good at. They might discover a hidden talent they were ignorant of. And do you know what you feel when you do something that you're really good at? Something that you have a natural proclivity toward? You feel joy. You feel deep and lasting happiness that no one can take away from you. It's like that old saying, when you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. When you do what you love and you're good at, you will never work a day in your life. I love being a priest, and I've been on vacation for 23 years. In other words, Dr. Hollenbeck was inviting those sixth graders to find the fast road to happiness and the most fulfilling life possible. Let me give you three tools so that you can build on that foundation that Dr. Hollenbeck laid yesterday. That is, how do you discover your hidden talents and enjoy the happiest life possible? First, you ask the one who made you and created you. Namely, you pray to God. You ask in prayer, and then you listen with your heart. Why did you make me, Lord? What am I here on earth to accomplish? You are not an accident. One, the person who made you and created you is the one who knows you better than you know yourself and what he made you for. You know, an architect of a house knows every detail and design feature of his building. And that's how God knows us. And he knows best what talents he has blessed us with. in the first reading today that Ellie read so nicely, it took little Samuel 3 tries to learn to listen to God, to find his hidden talent as a prophet. But what happened after he discovered his gift to be a prophet? We read, Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. Samuel found deep joy in doing what God had made him for. I bet he felt like he never worked a day in his life. The second tool, besides asking God in prayer what your gifts are, is to ask other people, like your parents, or your teachers, or your coaches, maybe even your friends, and yes, even your priests. Why ask others what your talents are? Well, because other people see things in us that we often miss in ourselves. You know, sometimes we have an exaggerated opinion of ourselves. We think too much of ourselves. Some boys may think they are God's gift to women. I'm sure there are no boys here at Trinity who think that. On the other hand, we can be too hard on ourselves and think we are not good at anything. Both those extremes are mistaken. Other people, especially trusted adults, can help us see our true selves and help us to find our hidden talents and treasures. You know, I often keep wishing that poor Claire Schluterman had been able to hear her family and her friends say how special she is, so that she didn't have to take that final sad step in her life. In other words, discovering our talents and abilities is not only the fast road to happiness, it is also a useful way to avoid depression and sadness, not knowing who we really are and how blessed we are. And the third tool is ask, this is going to sound a little odd, but ask your race, your ethnic background, what your talents and your strengths are. What do I mean? Well, have you ever noticed how people from some parts of the world or certain cultures tend to be good at certain activities? Have you noticed that? By the way, I recently saw this hilarious video on YouTube by a Mexican comedian named Fluffy. Have you seen any of Fluffy's stuff? It's hilarious. He satirizes how Indian people like me are so hardworking and nice that we could never rob a bank. It's hilarious, and you should check it out. Now, without being rudely racist or sounding stereotypical, I believe each race or ethnicity on earth possesses certain gifts and talents. And if you belong to that certain race or ethnicity, you too may be blessed with that gift. By the way, that's one reason I love the cultural diversity here at Trinity. It makes our school better because we're able to tap into more gifts that you bring because of your diverse backgrounds. And that is also why I'm so pleased that we celebrate those differences instead of ignoring them or pretending like they don't exist. Many of you are a mix of cultures, and that's okay too. That just means you got lots of different cultures you can tap into. When you learn the history of your heritage, you are learning how to drive on the fast road to happiness. Boys and girls, more than anything, we want you to be supremely happy. That is why this school exists, to help you find the road to happiness. One essential ingredient in that recipe of happiness is finding your talents and gifts, like Dr. Hollenbeck suggested yesterday. To do that, ask God, who made you. Ask others who love you. And ask your own rich heritage that you spring from. And then When you do what you love, you will never work a day in your life. Praised be Jesus Christ. Amen.